I'm Susan Montanaro, and you're listening to Dreams and Detours, a show about the life we plan to have versus the one we're living, for better or not. Everybody has a story, and I believe we find ourselves in each other's stories. Hi, it's Susan Montanaro. Today I want to talk about the struggle of feeling stuck. This past year has been strange, full of constant change, and at times it's left us feeling really turned around. There have been so many great success stories around the pivots that people have made and the incredible creativity that has come out of all of this depressed time. But I want to talk about how painful it can be for those who feel stuck, paralyzed in fear. The perceived belief that you cannot change your circumstances, it increases stress and anxiety, and it creates this really crazy vicious cycle. If you add in financial worry or a lack of good sleep and a crappy diet, it is not an ideal recipe for your brain to function well. You cannot make good decisions or come up with a game plan to dig yourself out of the hole that you feel you are in. And I think the icing on the cake is the self-blame and guilt that then follows. That's like the ultimate sabotage, and it often keeps us treading in place, slowly sinking. I'm not suggesting that the solution is to just suddenly become fearless, because clearly what I'm describing is a fearful situation. But it's not a safe place to live in. I've been having these really great conversations with other coaches on Clubhouse, where we've been talking about being brave and not waiting for the fear to go away, because it won't. But you just need to figure out how to do whatever it is that you're dreaming of while actually being scared. It's like every time we take a step toward something we love to do, we're going to learn something more about ourselves. So it's actually like a really brilliant exercise in getting closer to what it is that we want and what we desire. There is no success without some failure. So I think it's really this function of coming to terms with all of those things above being in the mix. Because like anything else in life, we learn to do things step by step, like we learn to walk before we run, and we get some cuts and bruises along the way, and that's okay. And so I think this is really a function of keeping your eye on the prize and knowing that there's going to be a little bit of turbulence that's a part of this ride. I don't think we factor in that discomfort as a part of that initial leap. And so instead, we just focus on that part as if we'll be standing in this awful place for the whole rest of our duration. And that's just simply not true. The hardest part is always getting started, right? And so I think letting go and declaring this moment of what our true desires are, it's like really huge, but it's huge to us. And it's really only the start, because after that, in order to create that life that you want, then that's when the work begins. And that's when all of those great plans and all of that great information that we've collected over time gets put into action. And it's actually really quite cool. Playing it safe is really dangerous for our health and well-being. I think that life is just too short. And if you have kids, they're watching you. So just remember that you are passing that lesson on to them. If you want them to be brave and have as much fearlessness as possible, then really we have to be models of all of that really great behavior. Life is really short to waste time feeling stuck. I think the right time to make change is when you have that vision. Even if it's half-baked, start exploring your potential now. Whether it's meditating or eating healthy or just collecting the information to gather to have your dream job, most important thing is to stop lying to yourself and others immediately and get out of the life that you are misleading. If the past year, 2020, has taught us anything, It's that life is fragile and no one is immune to the downside. Be who you are meant to be and start living with urgency and purpose now. The world really is waiting for you. Being brave simply means knowing you will endure discomfort or pain and doing it anyway. I don't know anyone who ever regretted taking a chance on themselves, but I know I work with a lot of people who worry that they will regret not making a move toward their dreams. You're never too old, it's never too late, and you don't need to do it alone. Use your tribe, ask for support, or seek it out. We were meant to be connected, and we were meant to use our communities to move us forward. It does take a village after all. I am a coach, and now I am a psychotherapist too. I am here to help you navigate the path forward. Let me know how I can be of service. And of course, there's resources, right? There's coaches and assistants in so many different places, and I can help you find those as well. So don't be shy. But most importantly, stay safe and be kind to yourself and look after each other. As always, thanks for listening. That's it for this episode of Dreams and Detours. If you like the show, please rate, review, and subscribe and share it with your friends. You can find me at dreamsdetours.com and at dreamsdetours on Instagram. Thanks for listening.